Hi Leo, April here from Real Talk Tarot, and tonight I've got your full moon message for this full moon in Pisces. Now keep in mind, these messages may or may not resonate. Take what fits, leave what does not. This energy will be mostly for the entire week. You know, a few days before, a few days after, even beyond that, okay? But these energies are about the moon bringing up a lot of feelings, a lot of, it could be a little mysticism. So we need to try to stay grounded during this time, all right? Now during the pre-shuffle or the pre-shuffle messages I got for the general collective, it's for everyone. I think was like the agent of chaos and harsh truth. I'm not feeding the monster anymore. So keep those messages in mind as well as we go through this. Now, I have rolled some story cubes for you, and your story, Leo, for this full moon is, we have a lightning bolt, a shadow, a letter, a worried face, a parachute, a crescent moon, a clock, a lock, and a high-rise building. Okay? So right from the outset, I see a potential shake-up, you know, that agent of chaos, things getting shaken up. All right. And it could be within yourself, this shadow. All right. Maybe your alter ego, perhaps. But you are going to receive communication that could be kind of worrisome to you. All right. You might be concerned about a new opportunity that's coming your way. And this is going to require a leap of faith. Okay. It could be time sensitive as well with this clock here. So it might be something that, requires an answer or decision in a timely manner. And then it has to do with your upward mobility. All right, here with the high-rise building, there's your hopes and your aspirations for, you know, growth and expansion, reaching for the sky, okay? Towers in real life or high-rise buildings in real life are about power and prestige, okay? So let's get into, I'm going to pull a couple random messages here.
Hi.
For you from the big deck. Here, Leo, before we get into the cards a little bit. Okay. First out is under pressure. So, whatever, again, this message that comes in that is a little bit concerning, maybe, and the fact that it's time-sensitive could have you feeling under pressure, all right? Maybe you're feeling under pressure to reach your goal before you've been able to complete all the steps necessary to get there. And it's making you feel a little anxious, all right? Let's get a couple more here. Vampires. All right, so there could be people in your energy that are demanding. And they want something from you, okay? Time, money, energy, whatever this could be, But there's something about a situation that's draining, right? Bleeding you dry. And we'll put one more here. Judas. Okay, so you could have someone around you who is betraying you in some way, all right? Or they could be undermining your efforts. All right, let's get into, I'm going to pull some cards and then I will clarify and we'll see if we can get a little more to the story here for you. Let's see, okay. So, for the star seed of Leo, please, Spirit, what messages do you have for this full moon in Pisces? What does the full moon in Pisces want Leo to know? What does Leo need to know? Perhaps secrets revealed, because the moon either hides the secrets or it illuminates the secrets. So, maybe you're seeing a different shadow side of a situation, okay? Whereas before, you were kind of blindly going along or just trying to make things work, and you might not have noticed this Judas here that's been behind the scenes kind of sabotaging things or making things more difficult. And they just keep moving the goalposts, you know. Well, let's see. What are the messages, please, for the star seed of Leo? Seat of Leo, please, for this Pisces full moon message. Okay, we have the Eight of Swords. So the Eight Swords here represent wisdom, a lesson you have learned. However, you still remain here blindfolded. All you need to do is take one of those swords, cut yourself free, and so there could be something you don't necessarily want to see. That could be that harsh truth. And maybe you know that if you reveal that truth or expose the Judas, that is going to make you look like the agent of chaos, okay? What are the messages, Spirit? What are the messages do we have for Leo, please? Okay, so yeah, it seems like you've been working very hard, but really not getting too far. And again, I think that's because there is some energy or some vibration humming in the background that is it's undermining all your hard work. You have the Magician reversed, and this is a manipulative energy, okay? And that is someone using their powers for maybe more of a self-serving agenda. Let's see. I would definitely be your Judas here and your vampire. Let's see, what else is here for Leo, please? So this could be something that you've been, or when it does occur, someone here is regretful, sad, remorseful here with the Nine of Swords, okay? Losing sleep. This could be you, or this could be, you know, whoever has been trying to manipulate a situation. Let's get a couple more here for Leo, please. Thank you. Now, you could be holding on to something too tightly here, Leo, or someone else is. We have the Four of Pentacles. Okay. And this message you received could be about, you know, a potential loss that would cause a lot of anxiety, I imagine. Right? And you have the Star and Justice reversed. So you're probably feeling like it's just not fair, right? The situation, you keep working so hard and you can't seem to get ahead. You're working hard for these hopes and dreams, but it just doesn't seem to be going anywhere. And this is when you're going to realize that you're either self-sabotaging or you have someone in your energy that could be doing that as well. It could be your own shadow side, because we do have a shadow here. Let's get some clarifiers on these and see if we can get a little more to this story. Spirit, why is the Eight of Swords here for Leo? Why is the Eight of Swords here for the Star Seed of Leo? One card for clarification, please, Spirit. Let's help Leo figure this out. And we have the Three of Swords come out. Sideways, kind of, but more reversed. So I feel like you probably are coming out of maybe this lightning bolt or this harsh truth will just kind of shake you out of whatever remorse you've had over the past. Maybe it's self-recrimination. You could be beating yourself up, all right? You know, blaming yourself for things that aren't working out in your favor. Why is this Eight of Pentacles reverse, Spirit, for the Star Seed of Leo? Why is this Eight of Pentacles reversed? Yeah, the Wheel of Fortune reversed. So yeah, you haven't felt like the wheel's been in your favor, but this could be the breakthrough happening for you that's going to turn that wheel again so you can be back on top. Or that whatever heartbreak or past situations are keeping this, again, it's what's keeping you from moving. Who's this Magician reversed? Spirit, tell me about this Magician reverse for the Star Seed of Leo. Who's this Magician? Six of Pentacles. Again, that's an imbalance or an unfairness, unequal give and take. Okay. Robbing Peter to pay Paul. And while somebody is juggling Peter and Paul, we have a Judas here as well. So I don't know what it's about. But, Why is this Nine of Swords here, please, Spirit? The Nine of Swords is here because we have the Page of Swords. This indicates a 1 foot in and 1 foot out kind of situation, a little bit of a limbo. It's also a little protective, you know, the figure in this card is looking back over their shoulder, you know, kind of like the Seven of Swords. So I'm not sure if this is necessarily deceptive energy, but there's not a lot of clarity here with it either. All right. So maybe there is a situation here that's kind of hanging in the balance. But again, it's time sensitive because you have the clock here and about taking a leap. You know, maybe you're going to be pressured. You had under pressure. So you might feel pressured. And you're kind of standing here like, am I going this way or that way? What is Leo, or what is this energy about holding on too tightly? This could be an outcome. This could be a situation, a person, place, or thing. We have We have the Nine of Pentacles reversed. That's normally indicates someone who's a single, independent, wealthy. I guess a woman, but it doesn't have to be. But it's just an energy of being self-made, right? Maybe you'll be presented with an opportunity. That kind of requires your independence. Because attachments to anything, while they can be the ties that, you know, keep you together, they also bind, they can be restrictive. Maybe you're deciding whether or not, between choosing family, home, and obligations and those type of practical matters over just being single, being yourself, doing you, without anything holding you back in some way, okay? And you could be presented with an offer or an opportunity that's going to make you have to question that. Why is the star here for Leo, please? Why is the star here for Leo, please? I guess, I don't know, if I were to give an example, like maybe you're a family person and suddenly you get this opportunity that requires you to travel, or, you know, would take you away from your normal everyday routine. Now, this would create a tower of some kind. And it's a huge decision. And yet something or someone is putting pressure on you to get on with it. So that's what I'm seeing here. Why is the star here, Spirit? Why is the star here for Leo? Clarify the star, please. Well, that's interesting. Where the star reversed as the clarifier. So again, this could be a really, you know, pretty major decision. And you may have to decide whether or not you want to sacrifice one thing for another. But again, I'm a little concerned about this Judas here and all this kind of the magician being reversed. Really read the fine print. Check into this offer. Try to do a little research, even especially if someone's pressuring you. You know, I understand in this world, in real time, things are time sensitive. But if someone makes an offer to you, kind of unexpectedly or out of the blue, and then they want an answer right away, I would be a little suspicious of that. It's like, whatever this is, it could wait. You could give me a little bit of time. The fact that you need an answer right here, right now, today, makes me a little suspicious. You know, that I'm not trying, someone's not trying to get you caught up in something before you even know what's going on. All right, so I think this moon message is a little cautionary for you, Leo. But as well, it could be warning you against yourself, again, being your own worst enemy. And just maybe getting discouraged. Instead of finding solutions, all right. Why is this justice reversed? Why is justice reversed for Leo, please, Spirit? Why is justice reversed for Leo? Thank you. Ace of Pentacles. This makes me feel like maybe you're gonna have to choose the lesser of two evils here. Because again, this opportunity is being presented, but with the justice reversed, I'm in this, all these other messages supporting a warning. That's all I can say, Leo. I think you should be very cautious and very careful. There could be someone here trying to trip you up. Okay. So those are your moon messages, Leo. I hope you enjoyed this reading. I invite you back again. And as always, stay blessed, stay blessed, and stay tuned.